We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Blue Wire. With the seventh pick in the 2021 NFL Draft, the Detroit Lions select Penei Sewell, tackle, Oregon.
He's going to run it straight in. Jared Goff.
Carr, touchdown, Detroit Lions. TJ Hawkins, they did it. They tied it. They're an extra point away from winning this game. Oh, baby, how big is that?
What is going on, guys? Welcome back to Spotify Green Room, sponsored by Blue Wire. I am your host, Tyler, and we are just a little over an hour before kickoff with my two hosts, Malcolm, here. How you boys doing an hour before kickoff? You guys excited?
Yo, I am doing well. I am hype, bro. Let's go. Let's go.
And before we get into Malcolm, now introducing the 6'5", 260 pounder out of, I don't know, I just made that up some random shit.
How do you think I am, LeBron James or something? Like just step aside for a second. Let me just say, finally, Mr. Hart has come back.
Bro, why did you give him like 7 inches? Damn, he's not 6'5".
For real, 6'5".
His last name is Hart.
6'5".
Get that Kevin Hart. Get that Kevin Hart jeans, and he's not very tall himself. So
yeah,
man.
All right. So obviously we got Packers Lions less than an hour to go. Monday Night Football on ESPN, and we did a whole pregame show of the breakdown of what we think the Lions should do to maybe win this game, maybe steal a game in Lambeau. So if you guys are interested in that, and you guys are listening right now, go listen to that. But we're going to talk about some things that we didn't know beforehand. So we didn't know all the injuries that are officially out now, which we do know now because all the inactives are out. And, you know, maybe some thoughts have changed from when we recorded on Friday compared to now on Monday. So here, what are the inactives looking for both teams? We'll start off with the Packers and we'll go on to the Lions.
Okay, the Packers. So tight end Josiah DeGuerra is out. Linebacker Ladarius Hamilton. Offensive lineman Jake Hansen. Defensive lineman Jack Heflin. Cornerback Shamar Jean-Charles. And safety Vernon Scott. The Packers are pretty healthy other than Zadarius Smith. He's on IR, obviously.
And then what is the Lions inactive report looking like?
So the Lions, Corey Ballantyne is out. They just claimed him the cornerback. Outside linebacker Austin Bryan is out. Running back Jamar Jefferson is out. And then Kevin Strong and Tyrell Williams are both out with a concussion. The other three are healthy scratches.
Okay. So, obviously, when we were doing our pregame, we were almost preparing without Lucas Patrick just because he was on concussion protocol and he missed the first 2 days when we recorded. So, we were kind of preparing with no Lucas Patrick, and there to be potentially, you know, two rookie offensive linemen, which they're going to have still, plus a young John Runyon would fill in for Lucas Patrick. But that's not happening anymore. So, you know, has your thoughts by any means changed? I know you were pretty favored in the Packers even with the Patrick injury, but has your thoughts changed at all with Patrick?
I still think the Lions could give him some issues in the pass rushing department. You got two rookies starting. You got Elgton Jenkins, who's not a left tackle, playing at left tackle this year. He played great against the Saints, but he's still, like, learning the position. You got Billy Turner. He's like decent. Lucas Patrick is not like a great guard. He's like okay. So I think we could give him some issues.
Yeah. Okay. And then kicking off to you, Malcolm, you look at the lines, or not injury report, but the inactive report. This week, Austin Bryan is out. No injury, just a healthy scratch. And Julian Okwara is in. Does that surprise you by any means, Malcolm, when you see that?
I wasn't expecting Julian Okwara to be active this game. I thought he was going to be another healthy scratch. I thought he was a guy that they're still, you know, having him learn the system. But it looks like he's a full go today, so I can't wait to see his role today. I'm excited.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting because, obviously, just like any NFL team, you know, you're going to rotate your defensive lineman pretty often. So I guess the Lions like what they have with Julian Okwara in this matchup over an Austin Bryant, which, you know, Julian Okwara is going to offer more pass rushing ability than Austin Bryant, but you are losing a better run defender on the edges, which the Lions struggled badly week one versus the 49ers, you know, running on the edges. They were running really well versus us. And now this week, the Lions are giving up Austin Bryant and are going for more of a pass rush ability, which, you know, they had a tough time at some points during that game versus the Niners getting to the quarterback. So it looks like, you know, AG and Dan Campbell, they want to get to Aaron Rodgers today and, you know, maybe cause some havoc.
Yeah, also, Levi Onwuzurike's up, so that's huge for the interior pressure.
Woo! And, yeah, that is really big.
Tom Kennedy and Kadarius Hodge are also active as well. They were inactive last week.
Well, yeah, I think that has to do with also Terrell Williams being out as well. Because, right. You know, I don't think they would activate all of them if Terrell Williams was activated this game. But they got both of them here. And something to note, this is a new NFL rule that they added last year. I don't think too many people know about this, is if you activate, I believe it is 9 offensive linemen, Peter, you only have to have 5 inactive.
I believe it's something like that. I'm not exactly sure how it is. But, yeah, it is like if you have an extra offensive lineman or two, you could have an extra playmaker.
Only 5 scratches. Where if you don't, I think the number's 9. I might be wrong on the number, but I'm pretty sure it's 9. If you don't have 9 inactives, then you need 7 scratches. So the Lions have all their offensive linemen activated today. Yeah. So that's interesting. They didn't do that week one, so they do have them activated this week.
Right.
Okay. Let's talk about this Packers. So obviously we were talking about, you know, the weaknesses the Packers had last week versus the New Orleans Saints and some strengths. Last year, same week. Remember the Aaron Jones game versus the Lions? So obviously different systems. Do you guys expect it to happen this week? Do you expect anything like that to happen this week? Do you think Aaron Jones could give the Lions some trouble?
I think he could give them some trouble, but I think the Lions' best defense is their offense. Stay on the field, run the ball, control the time of possession, give Aaron Rodgers like as little as field as possible. Like, don't give him the ball as much. Just run the ball, hang on to the ball all day, and run it up their gut, because the Saints ran for 174 yards against them. I think the Lions are going to come into this game with Swift and Williams. The plan is to run it on the ball day and attack their linebackers in coverage. Their linebackers cannot cover at all. And Kevin King also.
Yep. Yeah, right. So, Malcolm, what would you say the keys are to the game for the Lions, maybe potential steal game in Lambeau? Because you weren't with us in the pregame show. So what would you say the keys are to steal maybe a game in
Lambeau? Definitely controlling the time of possession. You know, definitely want to run the ball. But I just want to point something out there. I know our defense hasn't looked the best last week. But what you want to keep an eye on this week is that our defensive coordinator, AG, where did he come from? He came from the Saints. Who gave Aaron Rodgers and the Packers hell last week? The Saints. So I'm expecting them to do a lot, and I mean a lot of the same things the Saints did last week to give the Packers so much trouble. I'm expecting the Lions to come out and do the same thing this week. Now, we may not have the same personnel as far as talent-wise, but I think he's going to try to put the guys in the same position to make those same exact plays that give the Packers trouble offensively. So that's something that you want to keep an eye on. I'm going to keep an eye on, and I can't wait to see how they attack Aaron Rodgers and that whole Packers offense.
Malcolm, the thing is, though, you got Fatu Melifanu starting a third-round pick, an undrafted free agent, A.J. Park starting at the nickel. I think Rodgers is just going to go at them right away and just test them out.
He is. Yeah. Any quarterback would. So that is something. I mean, I just want to see how they attack it, because I know, you know, AG came from the Saints. So that just, I think they're going to attack them the same way they attacked them before. And it's going to be tough because we don't have the same personnel as far as the players and talent wise. But you can try to get the guys in position to try to make plays. So I'm just interested to see on that end.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Off topic. I know I'm going to follow up on your AG counter, but off topic. Everybody that's here live with us, go on Twitter, go on Instagram. The Lions have officially unveiled those white uniforms, and they are clean. Wow, they look really good right now. I'm looking at them right now. They are very nice. And DeAndre Swift got the visor on. It's a very good uniform. Okay, but just to go on with your and Glenn comment, because I mentioned that in our pregame show on Friday. I said, the Lions – come from this, the Saints system. Obviously, you got Dan Campbell coming from the Saints. You got Aaron Glenn coming from the Saints. It's just that game plan. I don't know if that works with this Lions team, because what they did last week was, they didn't send too much pressure. It was really just kind of let them run the ball. Like, you could try to run the ball with your offensive line, and they had a difficult time running the ball last week, the Packers, that is. So, I mean, it's going to be interesting to see what the Lions do, because the Lions had a tough time, obviously, stopping the run versus the 49ers. So it's going to be interesting to see, what type of defensive game plan do the Lions come with. Are they going to dial up some pressure, or are they going to sit back and maybe rush four, maybe rush five sometimes and just see what happens? I don't know what's going to happen today. So no, it's going to be really interesting.
Tyler, when you look at AG, even last week against Kyle Shanahan's offense, he was, like, I think the most blitzed team was Detroit. And I think to help your young pass rush, you need to bring the blitz. Like, you got to generate pressure. It might hurt you sometimes, but I think you have to take a chance, because you don't want to leave those guys on an island down there. It's not ideal.
You don't. So, I mean, but Rodgers too. I mean, when you dial up pressure versus him too, he's very smart, obviously. And, he usually makes the right decision. So it's a tough decision, because it's very hard to game plan versus Aaron Rodgers. It doesn't matter how good your team is.
Yeah, it is.
So, I don't know. I mean, I feel like we've gotten bitten in the past by trying to blitz him and dialing up pressure. But then, at the same time, we've gotten bitten for, not getting pressure on him with just our front four and him sitting all day in the pocket making multiple reads, because that's dangerous as well. So, it's kind of pick your poison with Aaron Rodgers, because he's so talented. And I know he didn't show that week one, but he's such a talented quarterback. And it's almost like pick your poison. Like, what do you want to do? Do you want to dial up pressure and leave Rodgers one-on-one with his receivers? Or do you want him, or do you want to just rush four, send all your guys in coverage, and then have Rodgers, have all day in the pocket? It's a tough decision either way.
Yeah, and I think another key is you have to keep him in the pocket. When he gets out of the pocket, that's when those big plays come. Like, he scrambles, he throws, 50, 60-yard bombs. You want to try to keep him in the pocket.
Yeah, and they have, you know, those burners who could stretch the field. They got MVS. They drafted Amari Rodgers this year.
Randall Cobb.
I mean, they have some guys who could stretch the field, and obviously, you know, you can't forget Devontae Adams. He can do whatever he wants. He's a five trick pony. He can do whatever the hell he wants. So it's gonna be interesting, man. So okay, are we ready for predictions? Or you guys got anything else to add on this game?
Prediction time.
Well, let's do predictions. Okay, so. Let's start off. So the spread, Peter, what is that right now? I believe I last checked it was 11 points. I don't know if it's changed.
Let me check it real fast.
If not, we could just...
It's at minus 11 and a half.
11 and a half. Okay. Okay. So we're going to go by the spread. So the official records are... So I chose the 49ers to cover last week, which they did in the Lions. They made a little comeback towards the end. So the 49ers did not cover. So I'm 0-1. Malcolm is 1-0 and Peter's 1-0 because they took the Lions. They said... to outright win, but they technically won because they covered the spread. So you guys are 1-0. I'm 0-1. I'll start off with Malcolm this week. Who do you got winning? 11.5 spread.
No, hell no. That spread ain't happening. That spread ain't happening.
The Lions covering?
Yes, the Lions is going to cover the spread. I'm saying like the Packers are not going to cover the spread.
Okay. What's the score prediction?
I have it 28-24. Lions.
Okay. So Lions. Oh, Lions are winning
upset,
again this
upset alert. Right? Upset alert.
Okay. On Monday Night Football, national TV. Okay. All right, Peter, let's what do you go. Got this week?
I got Detroit plus 11.5, but I don't really have them winning. I have the Packers winning 37-31.
Okay. And okay. We'll get into both predictions after. So I have the Lions also covering. I don't think the Packers win by 11 plus. I'll say the score will be 28. I'll go 28-20 Packers. And so I would bet the Lions if I had to bet, but I think the Packers win this game in a close one. I think the Lions are going to look good. I think they're going to surprise some people today on Monday Night Football. I think they're just going to be a competitive team. I think they have some favorable matchups in this game. I just don't know if it's enough to win the game, but it wouldn't completely shock me. But, you know, I'll take the Lions to cover, but I think the Packers win at the end of the day. But
so, all right. So Tyler, you have two moral victories back to back.
I'm not a big moral victory type of guy, but sure, if you like moral victories, sure.
No, I'm just saying, 'cause you said it's gonna be a close game. They're gonna play well, but you know how it is when we play well, play close. It's like we always had them.
Do you guys want to bring some guests up? I mean,
well, we have both predictions.
We got both predictions.
Oh, both predictions. That's right.
Yeah, sorry. Malcolm, what's your both predictions of the game outside of the Lions winning?
Oh, shit. Go Pierre first. Let me think about this.
All right, Pierre, what's your both prediction?
The corners will have two picks. Like, the DBs will have two picks.
Oh, shit.
Okay. Throw an extra credit because that's bold enough. But throw an extra credit. Who will they be?
Oh, man. Let's go with Amani and Tracy.
Okay. I like that. All right. Damn, I didn't even really think about a bold prediction either. I'm going to come up on one with the spot. How about this? I like this one. Jamal Williams making his return back to Green Bay today. He gets three touchdowns today.
Okay.
Three touchdowns. Okay.
That doesn't even make sense because I predict this to only score 20 points. How about this? We miss an extra point. There we go. we scored 20 points with him. We scored 20 points and we missed an extra point, but Jamal Williams gets all three of our touchdowns.
Okay.
All right. So I have
28-20.
My bold prediction, I'm going to say Romeo Okora, he gets three sacks on Aaron Rodgers today.
Man, that's really bold.
Aaron Rodgers is a tough guy to sack. I mean, but Romeo Okora, I mean, he needs to live up to that money, man. We paid him this offseason. Got a bigger expectation now, I should say. Yeah. So let's see, man. You got to get to that quarterback today if we want a chance. So if Romeo Okora gets three sacks, I like the Lions' chances. I'll say that.
Let's go.
Okay. All right, that was good. Let's get some guests on before the game, and then
we have like a little more than 30 minutes or so. So if you guys want to come up, just hit the request button, and you can come up. There's one. What's going on, Lee?
What's going on, guys? How you guys doing?
I'm doing great.
I'm doing good.
Good, man. How you doing?
I'm excited about this game. It was nice how like we ended the game last time, but hopefully we can get off to a better start. With this game, though, like, I want to see the Lions run the ball, like, 60 times. because I don't think the Packers are really bad at stopping the run. Like, they're, like, absolutely atrocious. Like, their defensive line got dominated last week. So I want to see our offensive line. I want to see what they can do in the run blocking game, and hopefully we can have a game where both Jamal and DeAndre have over 100 yards.
That would be really nice. That'd be really nice to see. Obviously, I don't know about 100 yards from both of them, but you know, it just going to depend on how the game goes. I would assume the Lions would have wanted to run the ball more week one versus the Niners, but if they fall down big, it's going to come down to a situation where you're going to have to put, you know, the game on your quarterback and try to come back, because you can't, you know, run out the clock when you're down 14 points or you're down 17 points. So we'll see.
But Tyler, wouldn't you agree that, like, early in last week's game, they did have success running the ball, but I feel like they got away from it. Like,
they got away from it because they were down big.
Yeah, they were down.
No, even before that, even like when they first scored, it was 7-7. They kind of like went away from it just a bit.
Yes.
They should have just kept pounding their throats in. But they were doing check downs to golf and
without Kinlaw last week, like, there was, like, you could drive a Ford F-150 through those lines. Like, it was that big. But they got away from it. And this week, like, I don't know if you guys watched the tape, like, what the Saints offensive line did to the Packers defensive line.
Oh, watched it.
Like, it was ridiculous. Like, so if we can get Ragnow and Sewell, like, those guys, they can move people. So if we could just, like, stick to the run early in the game, and if we're having success with it, that will also help, because it will keep our defense off the field as well, right? So
absolutely.
Yeah, you definitely want to own the time possession in this game if you want to have any chance winning this game.
Right.
So it's going to be interesting. You know, that's definitely
the ideal plan. The question I have for you guys is, like, what – because it feels like last week, like, there was, like, a little bit, like, first game jitters type of thing going on with a bunch of different areas of the team. Like, what do you think is going to improve the most this week?
Hopefully the pass rush.
The pass rush, and I'm hoping the run defense.
I didn't feel them at all.
I'm hoping the run,
Derek Barnes will get more playing time this week?
I think so, yes.
We can only hope.
Look, I don't want to be rude or anything, but Anselm was awful last week, so I think Barnes is going to get some time, yes.
Yeah.
I think so. It would make sense. Yeah. It makes sense to play Derek Barnes, but
I don't know. I had a dream. I had a dream the other day that the Patriots called the Lions and they traded for what's his name? Who's our linebacker, the other one?
Jamie Collins.
Alex Anzalone or Jamie Collins.
Yeah, Jamie Collins, yeah. Like, I had a dream that they called us up and we traded him to the Patriots for, like, a fifth round pick or something.
You know what? Okay. I thought he was about to say that he had a dream that the Patriots traded us back. Your boy.
That's
a nightmare.
No, he's on the practice squad. This is what happens when
this is what happens when you live in Florida. You just start thinking crazy.
No, when he started it off, I was like, "Wait a minute, the Patriots," and I was I was thinking, like, "Wait, that's not a dream. That's kind of a nightmare." But I get what you're saying.
All right, we have, like,
there's also, like,
go ahead.
One more thing I wanted to ask you guys, like, about Melifonwu, right? Like, this is a big opportunity for him because, like, that when Jeff went down last week, like, that was pretty sad, because, like, now we're going to go into his, like, what, third or fourth season, and we don't know what he is. So by the time he comes back, like, he just might be passed by.
We think, like, us collectively, we think he's better suited for safety when he comes back.
Yeah.
That would be best thing for him.
It's tough. You can't rely on him to be your number one corner, obviously, going to next year. Like, he's going to have to prove that, obviously, that he – recovered and he can be that guy again. But I don't know. Like, you, like, Brad Holmes building this team, like, that's not a position where you're like, oh, I got my cornerback one, unless somehow one of the guys you got right now on your team or is going to step up to that role, which is possible.
And Tyler, don't you think you already have an out because he's not your guy? Like, as the new front office, like, this is not our guy.
Yeah, but you don't have to necessarily give up on him right away. Like,
you don't give up on him, but yeah, like, he's not, you know, like, when other front offices hold on to high draft picks because they made the pick. Like, they're not married to him, is what I'm saying.
No, you're definitely right on that. If this was, like, let's say hypothetically, like, he did get released. I'm just throwing a hypothetical. I'm not saying this is going to happen, but let's say hypothetically he did get released. Yeah. I bet you any money, like, the Patriots or the Browns would be all in trying to just, like, you know, make it seem like this guy's not a bust. We had, like, a reason because Bob Quinn's in Cleveland and obviously Patricia's in New England. They're going to bring this guy in and they're going to make it seem like he's not a bust.
No, honestly, Tyler, if he got released, I feel like the first team in waivers or second team would claim him. Like,
I'm just saying hypothetically, if he could choose any team, Bob Quinn and Matt Patricia are going to be on the phone right away to prove that he's not a bust. That's why Patricia's bringing Tavai in, because he wants to prove he's not a bust, which he is, but still.
He's on the practice squad, so.
For Amani and Melifonwu, like, this is a chance for them to show that they're the guys. Like, because if they show that they're, like, huge improvement in the offseason, I believe, like, the Lions, their number one need is going to be cornerback.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you there. Corner and wide receivers and safety. Possible, that's the biggest need right now on this team.
That's the biggest three right there.
And quarterback, we'll see about quarterback. No,
these quarterbacks in college, Pierre, they're special.
Like, we're not talking about, no, like, the draft right now. We're talking about the Packers and Lions.
No,
I mean, it's going to be interesting. It's just that, I don't know. It is obviously a big game for Ifeatu Melifonwu, a big game for AO. And Jeff Okuda, you know, stepping down, it's next man up. And what are these guys going to do? Are they going to take advantage of this role, or are they going to crumble? Hopefully they take advantage of it, and we could look at these guys, you know, after the season, we're like, hey, we got legit corners now. Like, we got a guy that we could count on. If they're not necessarily the number one, that's fine. They don't have to be number one corners. They could just be a starter or a high-end backup. Like, that's fine. Just show me what you could do, and if they could be that, that's fine. I just want to see what they could do in the situation. Yeah, it's obviously going to be a big game for them today.
Yeah. I agree. With that being said, I think we're running out of time. You want to wrap it up, Tyler?
Yeah. So hope you guys all enjoyed, and that's obviously going to be the final of our Packers coverage. We'll be back after the game right here on Spotify Green Room, so come join us. Hopefully a Lions win we could talk about after. That would be exciting, obviously. But you guys know how Monday night, and you guys know how Lambeau Field goes, so I don't know what to expect today.
Let's hope the rest.
The damn zebras better not screw this up. I'm telling you, zebras.
I'm just thinking of our podcast title from 2 years
ago. Malcolm, what was that guy's name? What was his name?
Cleet Bakeley.
Yeah. Oh, my Lord, he's not referring today. But I'm telling you, man,
You know who's refereeing the game today? Like, I know people didn't give a shit about this game, but the Week 17 game, Lions versus Vikings. That guy that called the rough in the passer on Tracy Walker, he's the ref today.
Oh shit. He is?
He is, yeah. I know nobody gives a shit about that game, but if that was a meaningful game, the Lions fan base would be, like, livid. They were livid already, but they'd be more livid, for sure. I would have been more livid, at least. Like, yeah. But, yeah, he is the fish for this game.
So. Yeah, I mean, like, officiating across the league this week was just awful. But
whole season, honestly.
We'll see what happens tonight.
Oh, yeah. We'll see what happens, man.
All right, guys.
All right. Hope you guys all enjoyed, and we're signing off, guys. Peace.
We'll be back on right after the game. Peace.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.